Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
We have two purchases on our credit card from Beyond Intent that neither my husband nor I did. The lady we were just talking to put a cancellation on the monthly fee so that that shouldn't keep coming anymore, but we have the two charges that we'd like to get taken care of.
Okay, and what's your husband's first and last name?
John Duffy.
And the address, please.
144 Flower of Scotland Avenue.
Okay, I have that. Hold on for one moment. And is his email address kduffy12657@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, I have that information as well. And it looks like he ordered a pulse oximeter.
Yeah, we don't even know what that is.
Did he complete a survey and selected that as his gift or entered in some type of contest? Because all the
I don't
information,
know.
you said you
Doesn't
don't.
sound familiar to us.
Okay, all of the information. We have on the account is your information. One moment. Okay, the oximeter, it is a pulse, well, not regulator, but it keeps track of your pulse.
Well, if you sent this here, it'll be sent right back because
Yeah.
we didn't order it.
Blood oxygen level and things like that. So you'd never completed a survey, entered in any kind of contest or anything like that where you first
Don't
paid for
remember
shipping,
doing that.
being of handling of
Nope. You know what?
$7.95.
If we did do a survey, it shouldn't have sent us something or put us in for something.
Unless we agreed to it,
That's what I was
and we
asking,
didn't agree to anything.
if you completed a survey or not. Because again, all the information we have on the account is your information.
Yes. Well, people hack you every day.
Okay, but they typically don't send it to the address that you verify.
Well, we certainly would not want to have a $54 charge to find out about our oxygen level every month.
No. You wouldn't be billed that every month. The $54.97 charge is for the shopping membership where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your
No, we don't
email
want any of that
address.
stuff.
No.
You can cancel it all. We don't want any of it.
Yeah. Don't know
Well,
where that
no, I
came from.
understand that, but you're in the fraud department. I just had to make sure before this is sent over to corporate for further investigation that you did not complete
Okay.
a survey and pay the $7.95 to receive a pulse oximeter. That's what the
No,
cost
that
of that
doesn't sound
was.
familiar.
Okay, so survey was not completed, or you entered in any type of contest or anything like that. Okay, this information will be sent over to corporate for further investigation. One moment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Be right with you.
Okay, no problem.
I'm just waiting for the system to update. One moment.
John, look at this.
What?
This is what a pulse oximeter is. Do you think it has something to do with this?
No. It has something I think they put it. I was just looking up. I think it's something you put on your finger for tells your oxygen level. We might have looked it up when Matthew had his COVID or something like that.
Yeah, but that
But we were
was.
just looking it up. I don't know. I don't remember ever taking any surveys.
No, neither.
Something you put on your
Oh,
finger, it
yeah,
looked
I
like.
see it. I see it.
One
That's
moment.
weird.
Oh, I already turned it into our credit card company and they're
good.
Going to send us a new credit card.
Okay. And they're credit giving us the...
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was able to update the account with the information we discussed. Pending the investigation, a credit of $54.97 was applied to the account. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.